愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all tonight.
今天晚上跟大家一起来学习拿细耳人。
Tonight we'd like to discuss the topic of the Nazarite with everyone.
请我们来看民数记第六章。
Please return to Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
第一节
Verse 1
神对摩西说第二节
Verse 2
你晓谕以色列人说无论男女许的特别的愿就是拿细耳人的愿要离俗归族第三节
Verse 3
他就要远离清酒也不可喝什么清酒浓酒做的醋也不可喝什么葡萄汁也不可吃新鲜的葡萄和葡萄干。
Verse 1. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Verse 2. Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, When either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord. 3. He shall separate himself from wine and similar drink. He shall drink neither vinegar made from wine nor vinegar made from similar drink.Neither shall he drink any grape juice, nor eat fresh grapes or raisins.
第五节
Verse 5.
在他许愿离俗的日子、啊、不可用剃头刀剃头要有法变长长了他要圣洁直到离俗归主的日子满了
Verse 5, all the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head, until the days are fulfilled for which he separated himself to the Lord. He shall be holy. Then he shall let the locks of the hair of his head grow.
第六节
Verse 6,
在他离俗归神的一切日子不可挨近死尸
Verse 6, all the days that he separates himself to the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body.
这里说有一种人叫做拿细耳人
Here it talks about a type of a person named a Nazarite.
这个意思叫做归主的人。
And that is a person who separates himself to the Lord.
那这是神对摩西的吩咐。
And this is the promise or the appropriation that God was had toward Moses.
就是啊，人可以许愿做一个归主的人。
And so that a person can be one that separates himself to the Lord.
那这一种人他身上有三个特色
This type of person had three characteristic traits
第一个他不喝酒
And number one is that he refrained from wine
第二个他不剃头
And secondly, this person does not cut his hair
第三个
Verse,
他不可挨近死尸
Number three is that they shall not beclose to a dead body.
那这三件事情、啊、是当时的人、啊、很少做的。
And so, if you really think about the generation of that time, many people were not like this type.
所以拿细耳人要归族，他的身上必须跟一般人不同。
For a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord, his body shall be different from others.
这个值得我们今天来思考。
And this is worthy for us to study tonight.
今天我们信主就是归主的人。
Today, when we are Christians, we are one that separates ourselves to the Lord.
哥林多前书说，主耶稣用重价把我们买来。
In 1 Corinthians, it said that God had bought us from his iniquity or sin.
重价，很贵重的 price.
A great price.
有时候我们常常觉得好像世界上多我们也没有多什么
And so many times we think people in this world may not have much more than what we have
少我们也可以没有少什么
And there are those who may not have who do not lack as much as we might have
我们常常会觉得自己非常微不足道非常渺小
And so many times we think that we're very small
那这个感觉是对的
And this feeling is a correct one
因为神以赛亚书说我们像天空的微尘尘埃
And so Isaiah says that we are much like
a dust 哦，非常小
We are very small
但是如果我们再从圣经看起来我们在神的眼中非常宝贵
But from the Bible and in the eyes of the Lord we are very precious
是主耶稣用很贵重的价钱买来的
So the Lord was bought with a very great price.
这个价就是他的宝血。
And this great price is of his blood.
就是他的生命。
And that is of his life.
这个是无价的。
And that is priceless.
所以在神的眼中，我们是非常的尊贵。
So in God's eyes, we are utmost precious.
是用他用生命把我主耶稣用生命把我们赎出来的。
God used his life to be able to bring us out of death or to save us.
所以我们也可以说，在属灵上我们是拿细尔人。
In our spirituality, we can consider ourselves to be Nazarites.
那既然我们是蒙神拣选归属于神。
And thus that we are those that separate ourselves to the Lord.
在我们的生活跟我们身上应该有所记号，跟别人不同。
And our lives and our bodies, there has to be a certain mark that separates us from others.
所以我们信主的人不要怕跟别人不同。
So as Christians, ones that worship God, we should not be afraid to be different from others.
跟别人不同，可能不能被人接受。
To be different from others may receive effect of others not receiving you.
但这常常是一个属神人的记号。
But this is often a mark of what it is to be a Christian.
因为如果我们跟大家都一样，
Because if we were to be the same as others,
那就是没有分别。
Then there is no difference between us and them.
圣洁的意思就是分别。
To be holy and pure is that we should be separated or different from others.
所以我们来看这个三个什么意思。
So let us see what these three characteristic traits mean.
第三节说他要远离清酒跟浓酒。
Verse 3 it says that he shall separate himself from wine and similar drink.
不但浓的不可以喝，清酒也不可以喝。
Not only vinegar, but also vinegar that's made from similar drink.
虽然圣经里面有说不可以醉酒。
And in the Bible, it says that we cannot become drunk.
这是一
般的。Oh, even though it didn't say we can't become drunk.
这个是圣经的标准，不可以醉酒。
Apologize, it is...We said, the Bible says we cannot be drunk.
但是拿细尔人的标准更高，连清酒都不可以喝。
But the standard of a Nazarite is much higher. It is that they cannot even be close to wine or similar drink.
那为什么人要喝酒？
Why does man have a desire to want to drink?
圣经告诉我们，喝酒就是要让我们肉体舒畅快乐。
And so we drink is because we're allowing or giving into our flesh.
所以在美国喝酒变成很平常。
So in America, drinking has become a commonplace.
所以如果上飞机，特别到商务舱，飞机一开始飞，大家都在喝酒。
Especially in the economy of first class, everyone is drinking wine in the airplane.
那有很多买房子的，你就发现有一些房子要卖，它里面也有酒吧。
And many times you'll see houses that are made to be sold, they have wine bars in them.
那在这种的文化之下，有时候我们常常觉得说这是文化，所以喝酒也变成一种习惯。
And in this society, we have considered drinking to be a culture and then thus a custom.
我们也不会觉得这有什么不好。
We don't think that this is particularly wrong or bad.
但是从圣经看起来，能够不喝酒，这是最好。
And so from the Bible's perspective, to not be able to drink is a good thing.
不但不醉酒，能不喝酒是最好。
And not only not to be drunk, but also to not drink, this is a good thing.
我们看箴言三十一章。
Let's look at Proverbs chapter 31.
箴言的三十一章。
Proverbs chapter 31.
第五节。
Verse 5.
第四节。
Verse 4.
利伯尼伊勒君王喝酒，君王喝酒不相宜。王子说，浓酒在那里也不相宜。第五节。
Verse 5.
恐怕喝了就忘记利率，颠倒困苦人的是非。第六节。
Verse 6.
把浓酒给将亡的人喝吧，把清酒给愁苦的人喝。第七节。
Verse 7.
让他忘记了就他的贫穷，不再纪念他的苦楚。这个地方讲在讲利木伊勒一个王的母亲劝诫他的孩子。
So here is a recording of Lemuel's mom, King Lemuel's mom, who had a command for her children.
说这个王子啊，浓酒不可喝，清酒也不适合。
And it says that the wine is not to be not fit for kings.
他恐怕喝了就忘记律法，颠倒人的是非。
Because when they drink, they forget the law and pervert justice.
所以喝酒有他快乐的一面。
So drinking wine has this as aspect of happiness.
所以在第六节说，把清酒给困苦的人喝吧，他忘喝了就忘记了。
So in verse 6 it says, "Give strong to him drink to him who is perishing."
但是喝酒也有它不好的一面。
And drinking has its consequences that is negative.
人一快乐就忘掉神的律法。
Because when you are happy, you forget about God's law.
人就判断力就丧失。
So you have a sort of a clouded judgment.
所以我们再看挪亚那个世代。
So if we look at the generation of Noah,
很难得全世界只有他一家八个人得救。
It's very rare to see a family of eight to be saved at that time.
所以这是一个新的生活。
And so for them, it was a new life.
罪已经没有了。
That sin is no longer there.
但是挪亚醉酒。
But when Noah was drunk,
就产生了乱伦。
Fiascos came forth.
所以罪又跑出来了。
And then sin came forth.
所以这个醉酒本身呢，是常常导致人的犯罪。
So when we're drunk, then sin would emerge.
那今天那个酒也代表世界的娱乐。
And wine today also represents the joys and the trends of today's world.
Entertainment.
Or entertainment.
Yeah. 所以圣经说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
So the Bible says we should not be drunk, we should only want to be filled by the Spirit.
所以娱乐是一种另外一种形态的酒。
Entertainment is another facet to wine.
要让人忘记愁苦。
It allows us to forget about our his miseries.
好，我们现在看阿摩斯书。
Let's now refer to the book of Amos.
好，阿摩斯书。
Book of Amos.
第六章
，verse 6，
阿摩斯书第六章
，Amos chapter 6，
第三节
，verse 3，
你们以为降祸的日子还远，坐在位上进行强暴，第四节
，verse 4，
你们躺卧在象牙床上，书生在塔上吃羊中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊，第五节
，verse 5，
弹琴鼓瑟，唱休闲的歌曲，为自己制造乐器。第六节
，verse 6，
以大碗喝酒，用上等油抹身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。第七节
，verse 7，
所以这些人必在被掳中首先被掳，赎身之人的荒宴必然消灭。这段圣经在讲啊，在阿摩斯那个世代
，this passage talks about the time of Amos。
有一群人呢，生活相当的享受。
There's a group of people who extremely enjoy the times of their lives at the time.
享受了一个特色。
And there's one specific characteristic.
第六节说以大碗喝酒。
That they should drink wine from bowls.
就是喝了很多。
That means they drank a lot.
尽量的喝。
And they would drink as much as they could.
第五节说弹琴鼓瑟唱消闲歌曲。
In verse 5 it says they sing idly to the sound of instruments.
然后为自己制造乐器。
And they invent for themselves musical instruments.
所以他有很多的娱乐，常常喝酒。
So there is much entertainment, and they drink often.
那这个是现代人一种生活形态。
And this is actually an attitude or trait of today's the people's mindset.
所以很多人觉得这本来就是这样吗
？So many people think that this is just the way things are.
但是这种生活形态到底给人有什么影响
？But this kind of mindset and attitude, what kind of effect it has on people.
第六节
，verse 6，
他说不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
It says are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
也就是说，他会失去受苦的能力。
And it will actually lessen this this willingness to grieve
suffering 的能力。那一个人做基督徒如果失去受苦的能力，他的力量就开始减低。
So if we go through a period of suffering, then our strength will decrease.
因为圣经里面说，进入神的国要经历诸般的苦难。
It says that in order to enter the heavenly kingdom, we should undergo weak or sorrows and troubles.
有时候是心灵的苦，有时候是肉体的苦。
And so maybe it is troubles of the heart or fleshly troubles.
人在肉身受苦才能够与罪断绝。
We have to go through suffering so that we'll be able to conquer it.
所以你一直很注重娱乐，我们没有办法受苦。
So if we are always under joy and entertainment, it is hard for us to suffer.
没有办法跟罪断绝，因为很多娱乐跟罪都有关系。
It's hard for us to draw an abyss between us and sin.
你把罪拿掉，差不多世界的娱乐去掉大部分了。
When you take away sin, you'll probably eradicate a lot of entertainment.
所以第七节说，这些人在被掳当中要首先被掳。
So it says here, they shall now go captive as the first of the captives.
为什么？因为当时他们的信仰已经完全离开了神。
Why is that so? It's because their spirituality had caused them to stray from God.
他没有想到要回头。
They did not think of ever going back to God.
只想生活得很享受，很快乐。
They only would like their lives to remain in entertainment.
所以在被掳中要首先被掳。
So that is why they are held as captives.
然后荒宴人的荒宴要消灭。
And so,
书生人的荒宴啊，第七节最后一句。
Those who recline at banquets shall be removed.
所以我们不但不要醉酒啊，在对世界的娱乐也要有一个节制啊。这个代表我们是属灵的拿细耳人。
Not only do we need to abstain from drink, we also need to limit ourselves of this worldly entertainment, so we can become a Nazarite.
那施洗约翰也可以说是一个拿细耳人。
So we can all say that John was the Baptist was also a Nazarite.
我们看他的生活形态。
Let us look at his life, his livelihood and the way he lived his life.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
路加福音第一章。
Luke chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
这个天使对施洗约翰的爸爸讲了一段话。
There's a message that the angel said to John's father.
你必要欢喜快乐，有许多人因为他的出世也要喜乐。十五节。
Verse 15.
他在主面前将要为大，淡酒浓酒都不喝，从母腹就被圣灵充满。第十六节。
Verse 16.
他要使许多以色列人回转归于他们主的神。十七节。
Verse 17.
他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆人转从义人的智慧，又为比主未被合用的百姓。这个地方在讲啊，约翰出生要叫他的爸爸喜乐。
So here it talks about how when John was to be given birth, that his father would call him joy.
因为他爸爸是祭司，所以是一个属灵人。
Because his Zacharias is, or John's father is a priest.
那为什么约翰出生会让他爸爸喜乐呢？因为他所做的工作在神面前是很有意义的。
Why is the father, when Zacharias is given birth, why is this brings joy?
所以一个人很注重信仰，最让他得到安慰是看到自己的孩子非常热心爱神。
To cause ourselves to scatter ourselves away from sin. When we see our own children, it brings us great joy to see them.
然后他要有很多人要因为他出生也要喜乐。
And so for many people, when they are given birth, that is a sign or emergence of joy.
因为要通过他所做的工作让人回归向神。
So it is through his father's work that there is this chance to be separating of oneself to the Lord.
那回归向神就是喜乐的开始。
Separating of oneself to the Lord is the beginning of joy.
那十五节说他在神面前要为大。
So it says here, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord.
那下面就讲条件了，浓酒清酒都不喝。
And there are some conditions that follow, shall drink neither wine nor strong drink.
就是他不追求世界这些快乐。
That is to say that he does not seek after the joys or entertainment of this world.
那从母腹就被圣灵充满。
And then to be filled with the Holy Spirit from the mother's womb.
所以因为这样子，十七节他有以利亚的心智能力。
So that is why he has the power and spirit of Elijah.
这个心智就是他的心呢、他的心智没有被这个被酒所腐化掉。
His heart was not caused to be rotted by.The drink.
人如果常常喝酒，很注重娱乐，那个为神受苦的心呢，就被腐化掉了。
So many times when you're under influence, your heart will sort of wane away amongst.
所以他有以利亚心智能力。
So he has the spirit and power of Elijah.
因为十六节说他要让许多以色列人回转归向神。
And said he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God.
这是很难的工作。
This is a very hard work.
但是有以利亚的心智能力就能够做得成。
But having the spirit and power of Elijah, one can be able to complete a work.
所以这是一个很好的榜样的一个拿细耳人。
This is a really good example of a Nazarite person.
他不喝酒。
Is that he does not drink.
所以他有神的同在。
So that he has the abidance of God.
他所做的工作让人得到造就。
So that the work he does will edify others.
这是第一点，拿细耳人的特色，不喝酒。
This is the first point of a Nazarite, that they do not drink.
好，我们回来看民数记的第六章。
Let's return to Numbers chapter 6.
民数记的第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
第五节。
Verse 5.
他说在许愿的日子不可用剃头刀剃头。
It says here, the days of the vow of his separation, no razor shall come upon his head.
那这个到底什么意思？
What exactly does this mean?
我们知道，如果一个人没有理头发哦，那个头发会很长。
So we know that if a person does not cut his hair, this hair will grow long.
那一年两年都没有理头发，那很长。
In one or two years, his hair will be very long.
好，我们先来看哥林多前书十一章。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
哥林多前书十一章。
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第六节。
Verse 6.
女人若不蒙头就剪了头发，女人若以剪发剃发为羞耻就该蒙头。第七节
Verse 7.
男人不应该蒙头，因为他是神的形象和荣耀，但女人是男人的荣耀。这个地方在讲有关于头发的问题。
This is regarding the subject of hair.
所以他特别讲男人不可以留长头发。
It specifically says that man cannot leave his hair, let his hair cover his head.
对，十四节，若男人若有长头发，便是他的羞辱。
And then 14, it says that if a man's hair is long, then this is a dishonor.
所以这因为他不应该盖头，该盖头的是女人。
Because he should not cover his head. One that covers his head, her head is a woman.
那我们从这样来了解，拿细耳人都不理头发，那头发很长，跟大家都不一样。
So you'll see that a Nazarite has long hair. That makes them different from others.
那跟人不一样，看起来就有一点羞耻了。因为男人长头发，在旧约看起来是羞耻。
This somewhat is a dishonor for man to have long hair compared to his peers.
但是为了要保持这个拿细耳人归主的这个身份，所以虽然被看成羞耻，也没有关系啊。
Even though they may be dishonorable with their long hair, this is the characteristic trait of a Nazarite.
那今天到底这个在跟我们讲什么？
What is this exactly saying to us today?
我们今天要做一个基督徒。
Today, for us to become a Christian,
有时候会常常被人看起来这是一个没有用的表现，一个很懦弱的表现。
Many times, you'll feel that others may view you as useless.
我记得有一个传道人，他在飞机上跟他的那个坐在旁边的就谈得很好。
So there was a time when a pastor was on an airplane, conversing with a passenger sitting by him.
那后来那个人就问他说：“你在做什么？”
Then the passenger had asked the pastor, "What are you doing?"
他说：“我在做传道。”
The pastor said, "I am doing what I'm supposed to do as a pastor."
然后那个人就不再跟他讲话了。
Then that person did not talk to the pastor anymore.
因为在这个社会上里面。你做这个行业对社会有什么贡献？
So if you think about it, in this society, what kind of effect or would a pastor have on this world?
所以我们常常在这个社会上变成，如果你因为做基督徒而跟别人不同，我们会觉得很不敢表现出来。
So in this world, when we are Christians and we are different from others, we feel that we are sort of useless to them, or we have no effect.
那保罗也在提到他本人的经验。
And so Paul had described of his individual experience.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's look at 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多前书第四章。
1 Corinthians chapter 4.
第十节
Verse 10
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙你们在基督里倒是聪明我们软弱你们倒是强壮你们有荣耀我们倒被藐视十一节
Verse 11
直到如今我们是又饥又渴又赤身肉体又被挨打又没有一定的住处十二节
Verse 12
并且劳苦亲手做工被人咒骂我们就善劝被人逼迫我们就忍受十三节
Verse 13
被人毁谤我们就善劝直到如今人还被我们看作世界上的污秽万物的渣滓这个十三节最后一句啊保罗做一个结论
In the conclusion of, in 13 there's a conclusion that Paul makes
他为着做基督徒传福音
So for the sake of preaching the gospel,
他被人看作世界上的污秽万物的渣滓
Paul had been made as the filth of the earth and the offscouring of all things until now.
所以他本来是一个社会上相当有地位被尊重的人
Originally, he was a man of scholarly status.
是法利赛
He was a Pharisee.
是公会的议员
He was
council.
Oh, he's part of the council.
然后他是加马略门下受教的。
And then he was a student of Gamaliel.
这个都是现在人所期待有的。
And so this is something that a normal person would seek after.
但是等他开始信主。
But when he started to believe in God again.
这些都过去了。这些都过去了。
When he started to believe in God, all this had passed.
所以他就变成看着渣滓万物的污秽。
So that is why he was looked on as filth or the...Offscouring of all things.
变成看着没有用的人。
He was looked on as someone that was useless.
有时候被鞭打，有时候被逼迫。
And sometimes was beaten and persecuted.
那保罗这个就是拿细尔人。
And so Paul is a Nazarite.
他没有因为被人看不起、被人鞭打、被人看作垃圾，他就不做了。
He didn't discontinue his work just because he was beaten and made fun of by others.
因为他知道有一天我们要在神的面前接受审判。
Because he knew that one day we will stand in front of God to receive the judgment.
人怎么看我，那些人都会死光了。
What others see in us, they will perish.
但是神怎么看我，这个最重要。
And what God sees in us, that's the most important thing.
所以如果为着神的缘故，我们被判看成是没有用的人，或者看成一个很羞耻的人，这个也没有关系啊。
If for the sake of Christ we are looked on as fools, then this is okay.
所以做一个拿细耳人必须要有这个勇气。
So being a Nazarite requires this certain bravery.
就是在我们身上，我们敢让别人看出我们的不同。
So on us, we would seek after us, other people looking on us as different.
虽然这可能是一种在人看起来是羞耻，那没有关系。
So even though this may occur to us as dishonorable, it's okay.
因为这是归属神的一个记号。
Because this is a sort of a mark that allows us to separate ourselves with God.
所以有时候在学校里面要吃饭，你要默祷。
Like many times when you are about to partake in a meal at school, you have to say grace.
我们敢这样做吗？
Are you brave enough to do so?
你会觉得很羞耻吗？
Will you feel dishonorable by doing that?
但是这是基督徒的一个记号。
However, this is a mark of a Christian.
当我们放假的时候，我们敢告诉同学我们来教会聚会吗？
When we are on break, do we have the courage to tell others that we come to church?
我们在研考圣经。
And it is almost that we are
也查考圣经。
It is almost like we are studying the Bible.
对很多人来讲，这个有什么用？
Then to others, they may say, what good is that?
但是对我们来讲，这是大有用处的。
But of course, to us, there is such a great use in this.
所以要在我们身上表现跟别人不同。
So on us, we must manifest a different sort of expression, different sort of attitude or personality than others.
这是第二个。
That's the second point.
第三点。
The third point.
我们回来看拿细耳人的民数记第六章。
Let's return to Numbers chapter 6.
民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
第六节。
Verse 6.
在离属归神的日子不可挨近死事。
Verse 6, it says, all the days that he separates himself from the Lord, he shall not go near a dead body.
那接近死尸，摸到死尸就变成不洁净了。
That's because when you are near a dead body, then you become unclean.
什么叫做死人？
What is a dead body?
有一次主耶稣的门徒问主耶稣说，容我去埋葬我的父亲，我再回来跟从你。
So one time a Jesus' disciple said that, I will follow you when my parental garden is buried.
主耶稣说，任凭死人埋葬死人，你来跟从我。
So he said, you can bury what is yours and you can...
任凭这个死的人去埋葬死的人，你来跟从我。让这个死的人去埋葬死的人。
So allow the dead to bury the dead.
Yeah.那我们就很难了解了，死人不会动，怎么了去埋死人呢
？So you can think of how puzzling that statement is. How can a dead person bury a dead person?
主耶稣讲前面一个死人就是没有灵性的人。
And so a dead person is someone who is dead in his spirituality.
他是没有生命的，所以他是没有价值的。
This person has no life and has no value.
让他去埋葬死人，那肉体死的人。
And this is why they will be able to bury a dead person.
那你来跟从我吧。
And then Jesus said, "That's when you follow me."
这个更有意义，更重要。
This is even more meaningful and even more important.
所以拿细尔人不可以靠近死尸，不可以挨近死尸，这个是什么意思
？So what does it mean when a Nazarite cannot be close to a dead body?
就是我们是属神的人，我们不可以在这个灵性是死的人的中间沾染的。世俗的污秽
Because we belong to God, we should not be amongst those who are dead in spirituality and faith.
好，我们来看雅各书。
Let's turn to the book of James.
雅各书。
The book of James.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
十四节。
Verse 14.
第四章十四节
James chapter 4 verse 14
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗凡是与世俗为友就是与神为敌的第五节
verse 4 and verse 5
你想经上所说的突然吗神住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的
Verse 4, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Verse 5, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealousy?
这里圣经说与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
So it says here that if we are friends with the world, then we are enemies with God.
什么叫做与世俗为友？
What does it mean when we are friends with the world?
这个世俗也可以指在世界的文化跟圣经冲突的地方。
That directs to the trends in the culture of this world that contradicts with the ways of the Lord.
那如果我们跟他为友，就是认同他，然后活在里面。
If we are friends with the world, we almost cavort with the desires and fleshes of this world, and then we are away from God.
那我们就与神为敌啊
And so that makes us an enemy of God.
所以这个拿细尔人不可以沾染死书今天的意思就是不可以被世俗同化。
So a Nazarite not being close to a dead person means that for us today, that means we are not to be close to these things of this world.
那如果我们再讲清楚一点到底世俗是什么
So if we look into closely, what exactly is a worldly thing?
约翰一书里面告诉我们世界是指的三件事情。
And so in 1 John, it actually talks about the world being three types of things.
我们看约翰一书。
Let's look at 1 John.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
十五节。
Verse 15.
第二章十五节。
1 John chapter 2, verse 15.
不要爱世界和世界的善恶。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。16节。
Verse 16.
世界的事就是肉体的情欲、眼目情欲，并今生的骄傲。这不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。17节。
Verse 17.
这世界跟其上的情欲都要过去的，唯求遵行神的意思旨意是永远长存的。所以这里讲世界啊，讲三件事情。
The world has three elements.
肉体的情欲。
The lust of the flesh,
眼目的情欲
the lust of the eyes,
今生的骄傲
and the pride of life.
所以不要沾染死尸，就是不要在世俗人的中间被同化了， 生活以这个做目标或者以这个做内容。
And to not be friends of the world means that we do not follow any of these three issues and that we should become a light of for man.
现在在这个世界里面呢，没有犯奸淫的太少了。
So in today's society, those that have not committed fornication is few.
同居苟合同性恋实在是太平常了。
Cohabitation, homosexuality, and fornication, there's just too many cases of this in our world today.
这个变成好像文化的一部分，你不要没有这样去做，变成你是少数。
And this is the culture. This is the culture of the world. And if you are not like them, then you are a minority.
那这样去做就是沾染史诗啊，就是被同化了。
And so these are actually the
如果我们去做，就
fleshly desires of this world.
哦，就沾染了史诗啊。
So if you actually do partake in that, then you have also become prey.
Touch the dead body.
Oh, you have also touched their body.
那眼目的情欲呢？
Then what about also the lust of the eyes?
我们直接那个电视一打开，那些广告。
So we see when we turn on the TV, we see all these commercials.
网络里面很多的网站。
And all these different websites.
很多的杂志。
And so many periodicals.
里面都是色情在里面。
And there's a lot of pornography in there.
这是眼目的情欲。
And this is the lust of the eyes.
啊，今生的骄傲呢？
So what about pride of life?
现在人都强调自我。
And so many times, people now emphasize I.
突出
And they are very prideful.
要出名
They want to have fame.
这个是今生的骄傲
And so this is the pride of life.
所以拿细耳人不沾染史诗
So a Nazarite is not close or does not stand next to a dead person.
不以世俗为由
And that is that they should not follow these... fleshly desires of this world.
这个就是他身上他生活上的记号
So this is a mark amongst this Christian.
那这叫做属神的人
And this is what is considered to a person considered of God.
那如果沾染了死尸就要洁净要献祭
So if we are next to a dead person then we must cleanse ourselves.
我们今天就是要悔改
And we must repent.
常常在神面前悔改求神赦免了我们那立志过一个新的生活
That is repent often in front of Christ and then to be able to lead a new life
是我们能够常常保有这个身份属灵的拿细耳人
If we can preserve this the treasuredness of a Nazarite
好我们唱诗
Let us now sing a hymn
339
Let's please sing hymn 339
请坐
Please be seated
我们现在要一起来祷告
We're all now going to kneel down and pray
我们要常常为教会的圣工代祷
We have to often pray for the work of the church.
我们的宣道工作
To pray for the evangelical work.
求主能够打开传道的门
So that the preaching, the doors of the preaching will open.
这个门是用祈祷把它推开的
So we must use our effort to open these doors.
所以我们最后一次祷告，为我们自己圣灵充满，也为教会的圣工来代祷
So in our concluding prayer, we'll ask God to guide us in the fullness of our Holy Spirit and the work of the church.
让我祷告15分钟
We're going to pray for 15 minutes
一起来祈祷
Let's all kneel down and pray